Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Right, it's Friday morning, and gonna be having that tough conversation with management about our method on Netflix. So who knows?
Order we got so full credit issues.
How is up? 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So definitely antsy about it. I'm nervous. I'm not used to these conversations or expectations, and how people are not doing what anything to be doing. That's uncomfortable, and I'd rather some people like take that initiative and want to take on more. And in this case, it seems like the person is trying to give work back to me. And so that's not going to work if we're going to get to several. And so this application has to happen. It's not a matter of should have happened. The best time for it to happen is now. And so I want the outcome of the conversation. I want the outcome of happening sooner than later. I don't want to do it. But I need to do. So in terms of like, how am I going to handle this topic? How am I going to sit in the role play? I actually borrowed to from Layla the most. Layla. I'll get it right. She's got a great podcast episode. I'd revert to Zach. It's a shit person to have her. There's some, like my opening and my like monologue. And the second half is their response. I handled all and then actually ends up. So for the open, I start off quick. Six. I establish the tone. Is this a serious convo or pretty? This was kind of serious. So, second part is you eliminate assumptions. She goes for, hey, your job is aligned or not on the line. Just get that out of the way so they can. Third is explain the goal. So, what do I want to be on the same page here? We want to hold each other accountable. Here's the purpose of this. Then, four is explain the problem board. Where it come from? How was it mentioned? And how has this issue been noted? And then fifth is emphasize the impact. See who else is being impacted by it. Members, vendors, is it E? Who is being impacted by it? Because it has to be impacted. And then sixth, assume the severity. So, you know, 1 out of 10, this is a small issue, but not a big deal. Or 8 out of 10, like this is a flashy red issue that has to be addressed, right? And then after that, establish tone, eliminate assumptions, explain the goal, explain the problem origin, emphasize impact, estimate severity. At that point, I then take a pause and say, all right, based off all I've said, I'll have to give you a chance to hear your thoughts on what I just said. And I have to listen. After that, they will either get they'll go into coaching mode and they'll be like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize this. You know, how can you fix this? I can make it right. Or they'll get into defensive mode and they'll start making excuses or start saying why they're not capable of doing what I'm asking the dogs. But it'll give them a time to is this going to be a surprise? But they'll know like how big of a surprise it is also here. So it's not like they need to react majorly. Second is I need to advise. So here's what I think they should do to resolve the situation. Here's how I think that they should proceed. Then after that, we agree on a cadence going forward. So, manager person, you're going to go ahead and do X, Y, and Z. What I'm going to do is we're going to do 2 check-ins a week for the next 6 weeks to make people, this is a thing, and we can look at this problem. And then finally, assure them of where they stand. Hey, I picked you for this role because I didn't believe you could do it. And now you could do it. You have experience in this area. I appreciate being open-minded. And I'm sure we'll be able to get that. Or if they're very intensive and very active, then they cut a different risk. Hey, fortunately, this did not go the way that I expected. You're much more defensive than I hoped. We're going to have multiple conversations about this going forward. And they'll have to know that that's not the way it can be. So that's the gist of it. Going through it all right now, out loud, it's a lot more conversation and a lot more readiness than I want it to be. But I need the conversation to happen. I mean, it happens sooner than later. And so I need to get through my comfortability. so that the business
can go where it needs to go with it.
Any thoughts on it? It was great. Is this time nervous about it? Put time between thinking about it and doing it. So roll both nice. Write it down. Practice what I'm going to say. And be thoughtful in my communication and then a very non-emotionally charged and be very calm and composed. This is a doubt. This isn't firing. This is not the last conversation. It's bringing awareness to a situation. It's otherwise not being acknowledged. And then finally record the conversation so that I can see what I did well, how did I react, and nothing I can do better. I'm going to have lots of these in my career, and I need to record it so I can watch the game and really make sure, like a pro, so that I can practice. So I'm going to stop right there. That's what we're going to say. Kind of antsy about it. And I've got my day job to prep for, and I'm paying for other bills. So it's not like I can. We've got a lot on the plate right now. And so, practicing being calm and composed may help so that I'm not having this conversation.
Hope half a letter.
And post. I don't plan to post conversation since it's between two people. I don't think that's necessary, but I plan to do a post conversation on how. So I won't be invited to that one.
Yeah.
We'll drag it roll and let's go get it.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.